Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
If I never have to buy another home or find another place to live after this whole soiree we've been involved in, I will die a happy man. Are you still actively, I mean, you're at least in a home at this point.
Yep.
Is the search process still continuing for like forever home?
Well, not much of a search till I sell the house that I own currently.
It's not fun, you guys. It is.
As much as I love paying mortgage and rent, definitely don't want to pay mortgage and mortgage.
I hope this brightens your mood today because according to HGTV, we are entering a new phase here in America.
The last few decades, we decided that we wanted everything to be big and open and connected. And I just feel like it's doing the opposite of what we actually wanted and actually inviting so much more chaos. I don't know about you, but the last thing I want is the dishes looking at me when I'm laying on the couch trying to relax. That's exactly what is happening right now in my house, and I hate it. I just don't want to see it.
They say open concept is finally dying. It's finally going away. We're getting rid of the open concept in homes.
Okay, so what was the open concept in a home? I think of it more with an office where you do away with offices.
Exactly.
That have doors.
You get rid everything's
even cubicles sometimes.
Yeah. You try to get as few. Well, that was the idea. Honestly,
you're breaking down literal barriers.
Yeah.
Something.
The whole thing was like, it's going to be this inviting thing. You're going to have these big spaces.
It's for collaboration.
Yeah, exactly. And it's miserable. Don't do it in an office. No. It's even worse at home. In homes, it's like the fewest walls you can have essentially is open concept.
See, I like walls.
Mm. Oh, I'm
all kinds, literal, metaphorical.
It's
I like rooms.
They protect you.
I like rooms.
I'm a big fan of rooms. Like, I like having places to go where other people aren't,
and I can put things.
Yes, you can
hide.
You can fill up a room with whatever you want. And then the great thing about a room is if it is encased with walls, you can
close the door.
Boom.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Boom.
But I always liked the open concept of like the kitchen bleeding into the living room.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that's the big key of the open concept is that big. It's really just a big rectangle.
Yeah.
One half is the kitchen. Yeah, she doesn't like that.
She's saying she doesn't like seeing the dishes from her couch.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But if you closed off the kitchen, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this. That is the downside. That is the downside.
If I can see the dishes, so can my husband and so can my children. Maybe one day one of them will take care of it before I do.
That is the dream. How's it been working out for you so far?
Well, they can't reach the sink currently.
Stepping stools.
Two of the three of them.
Stepping stools are freely available at Target, Katie.
And for what's trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
In today's edition of How Redneck Are You? Hardy caught a snake with his bare hands.
I saw this.
I liked the idea of nature with Hardy.
Yeah. As a bit.
As a series.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's what was happening. He was narrating it, but his music was playing over it. Dude just jumps like towards a creek bed, sees a snake, grabs it, instantly bites him on the hand.
Yeah. I mean, like out of the sky, like jumps off a ledge and like pins a fairly large snake.
I mean, it was
also
the smallest snake I've ever seen.
Some kind of a water snake. Some of those you don't want biting you. Some of them, you know, I mean, all
absolutely
of them you don't
you
want
don't.
Biting
no,
you.
No,
but
no.
Some of them you really
now
don't want
biting.
Now it's
on his hand. What does he do? He grabs a stick.
Mm-hmm.
To pry the thing off.
Yep.
Old Steve Irwin over here.
That's a man of nature. A man of the woods.
Very outdoorsy. Very outdoorsy. In other country news, Happy Willie Nelson's 154th album release day.
I still can't get over that number every time it comes up. The man has released 154 albums.
Yes.
Not songs.
Yes.
Albums.
Yes.
Insane.
And how many more songs has he done that didn't make it to albums?
I'm guessing a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's 90 stinking one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Oh What a Beautiful World, tribute to his longtime friend and fellow musician, Rodney Crowell. Every song on the album was written by Rodney.
Very cool.
This is his 77th solo project also. So a lot of his projects have been with other people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, half of them.
Yeah. Loves a good collab. No one loves a good collab more than Willie.
You know what people don't love?
Mm.
The 3-mile-long receipts you get from CVS.
True.
They take forever to print.
True, true.
Sometimes there are coupons, which are worth waiting for, until you look at the date, and it's like, all right, this expires in 3 days.
Exactly, unless I immediately want to come back to CVS.
I already went and did my CVS run, so thanks for nothing, guys.
Yeah.
So you might be thinking, you guys are killing me. Well, now they actually might be. Literally. Health researchers say that thermal paper receipts have high levels of a forever chemical.
Oh, one of these.
Called BPS,
yeah.
Which is similar to BPA in plastics. You've probably seen things labeled BPA-free.
Yeah.
The BPS in receipts is hormone disrupting.
Oh.
And it mimics estrogen and can throw off the normal functioning of the body, including metabolism, growth, and development, plus reproduction. To that, I say, just don't eat the thing.
But I guess
it could be absorbed through your skin.
Can it get through my skin in the 3 seconds it takes me to wad it up
and throw it in the trash
and throw it
or
immediately
put it in your
away?
Bag or
yeah,
your purse or
somewhere
whatever, and immediately
that's
forget about
not
it.
My hand.
Supposedly, holding a BPS lace receipt for just 10 seconds can have serious health consequences.
Come on, guys.
Feels like a fleeting internet concern.
We'd all have grown our third arm by now.
Well, they say they've been researching this for a while.
Mm. News to me, y'all.
Oh, we're all damaged now. What's the point?
And like, keep in mind, like, you're gonna single out CVS, and that's all cute, but Walgreens, HEB, Walmart, like, they ain't the only ones with the mile long receipts.
It's one of the reasons they're not recyclable. I didn't know they weren't. I've never tried
to
recycle them.
They're not recyclable.
No. Is that weird?
That is fairly weird. Okay. All right. Hate that. But again, I would just think this would have come up a million times considering the number of receipts that we all get that are like a mile and a half long.
Oh, my gosh. It's in the news now because the Center for Environmental Health conducted a study and found that many of the retailers are still using these thermal receipts with these overly high levels of BPS.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to sue retailers who continue to use them without providing a clear warning on the receipt.
Oh, that's great.
The one thing you never read.
Genius. Make it a little bit longer. Give me a little more toxic
paper.
When they
ask you if you'd like a receipt
or
they tell you how, they can just say, would you like a BPS laden receipt or shall I send you an email?
Poison? No.
If you're an employee who handles them, they say you should use gloves.
Really? I mean, I need to talk to the tellers. I need to talk to the clerks.
That's like during World War II when people were sitting there like making radioactive whatever.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like the women.
Yeah, they have to. You'd have to.
The paintbrushes.
Right. And it would give you like lead poisoning or something. Like,
all riddled with cancer.
Look, find me some clerks. Give them a checkup and talk to me about it. Like, they're the ones I'm concerned with. I do not care. I touch that thing for all of no seconds as it is immediately thrown away. I think I'll be fine.
And that's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Fredo and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie!
What's that? A free answer to Money Minute?
Yes, please.
That means you only need to answer 9 correctly, coming up at 8:25, and you could win $100.
That's how it works.
How do you do that? You sign up online. TheBullHouston.com/contests. This is actually going to be 2 answers.
2 answers. Okay, so
it's a cryptic 2 answers, but it's 2 answers.
Okay, so is this a linked question? Is that what we're
maybe?
Okay, possibly a linked question.
Maybe,
possibly.
Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived.
What? That's the.
If you know, you know.
What? Okay. Okay. Is that the answer? That's not
the
really.
The answers are in there.
They
if you can count.
Okay, okay.
Which I feel like you're struggling with.
I am.
I said 6 things.
Yes.
3 involved death, but only 2 involved beheadings.
Okay. Look, I am going to assume that's going to be enough to get you there.
You know what? You ruined it.
Oh, dude, come on. No.
Henry VIII was married six times.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right.
Killed two of them.
Yeah. This will come up again later on this morning around 8:25. Be listening. And if you have not signed up yet, jump online, thebullhouston.com/contest. 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud. Happy Friday. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Were you able to wrangle that individual's name?
Yeah. So my sister actually, after a few more texts, we did post our conversation online. It came to her. His name was Frank.
Frank.
Yeah, Frank. And she was convinced that I met Frank at an H-E-B fish counter. And at some point, revealed to him
that you needed
someone to mow our yard.
While you were buying some nice shrimp or whatever.
And he then volunteered his services.
Yes.
And charged us a mere
$20. $20!
Another roommate of ours said eventually it did get to $40.
Probably because Frank was a good dude and you felt bad.
I think so, too.
You felt bad about paying this grown man $20 to mow your lawn.
Yeah, we didn't just say, hey, we'll give you $20. He said,
that's my rate.
$20. Yeah, so.
Is Frank available to move to the Houston metropolitan area? Because I can get him a job at a fish counter, probably. I mean, I know a few people at HEB I could call to set him up. Sweet $20 a lawn. $20. I pay $100 a week. I have always paid $100. That's my whole lawn strategy. We talked about it yesterday. Give a guy $100. That's the strategy.
Maybe all the fishmongers also moonlight as lawn dudes.
Well,
it's worth a discussion.
It is at this point because we're so far off. I've got, like, straight up, for those of you that hire lawn care, what is the going rate?
And how big is your yard?
Yeah, that is also, yeah, because I know it's going to vary. So it's going to vary.
Because it wasn't a big lawn in College Station.
It wasn't a small lawn either.
It's not as small as the one I have now.
Exactly. It's more than a $20 lawn. What does it cost to get lawn care where you live? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll talk to you guys coming up next.
Wake up to Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Let's talk about lawn care.
I'm being called a lot of things, which I think is very unfair.
Via text message.
I did not offer the man $20. He said he'd do my yard for $20.
Well, I'll tell you this.
You going to turn that down?
As I scroll.
That's a hell of a deal.
As I scroll through this, there are a lot of people who are a lot closer to your number, which is $20, versus my number, which is $100, but that is what we are asking you. What does lawn care cost you? And bottom line, based on all the texts, I feel like I'm getting ripped off because this person flat out says, oh, well, I'll mow your lawn for $100, but I pay $35 for mine. This person says $100 a lawn is way, way, way too much. Have you honestly been paying that? Yes, that's been my number. This person texts in $35 a lawn. Hashtag burb life. Then several people like, I paid $20 10 years ago. I still pay $20 now. Y'all got me questioning a lot of things.
100.3 The Bull.
Save a horse, ride a cruise ship.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, so I know we've already done the keyword for this hour. But this isn't just about punching in keywords. This is also about getting winners, Katie.
Yeah, sometimes when we do these contests, we don't get to see or speak to the people that get the big prize.
Someone else handles
Someone
that.
Someone else in the building does it.
That's right.
So when we get a chance to get our grubby little paws on it,
we don't let go.
No, we don't. And we have been trying to get our winner on the phone. Or 5 days.
Yes. It's been a minute.
The entire week, actually. The entire week.
Just a helpful tip. If you interact with the radio station.
At all.
If you want to win stuff from the radio station, save our number into your phone so you don't get spam blocked. That number, of course, is 713-881-5500. Hey, is this Stephanie?
Yes.
Hey, Stephanie, it's Frito and Katie.
Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
Good.
Any idea why we might be calling you?
Yeah.
Think
it through. You haven't sent us an email about having a problem, anything like that. Have you entered Money Minute?
No.
No. Okay. No. No.
How do you feel about cruises?
Oh, no way.
Well, as in you don't like them? Because
some
that
don't.
Will make this very, very awkward.
Oh my God! Are you kidding?
We would not joke,
Stephanie. We
about a free cruise.
Absolutely would not joke.
Holy! You know what words I was going to use?
Stephanie,
I think we should bleep it anyway.
I really appreciate the restraint. That would be my reaction too if I just found out that I was going to be able to pick my cruise, departing from Galveston and sail off to wherever the hell
on thanks, whoever you want.
Yeah, thanks to cruises.com.
Wow.
Wow.
Let's go.
Let's stinking go, Stephanie.
Exactly. Let's freaking go.
Let's go. You'll have to decide where you want to go. That's a totally different thing.
That comes later, Stephanie. That comes later.
But we're going to put you on hold. We'll get you all the details. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, wake up.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Are you all ready?
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
We all say we get this show started.
On 100.3 The Bull. Texas proud. You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Tom, how's it going, man?
Not bad, but not great. I'm weirdly nervous about this, but, I guess that's where the entertainment comes from, right? Like, my misery, my sadness.
No. Tom, that actually makes it sound so much more horrible than it actually is. Although it's kind of right. Maybe not exactly. Tell us about you and Kate.
Well, the main thing is I think that she's frustrated with my schedule.
Okay.
But I don't really know what to do about that.
Your schedule. What's your schedule?
Well, I could try to describe it to you, but yeah. I'll have the main thing is that it's just freaking busy.
Okay.
Mm. I'm a small business owner in my business at this point. It's really just me and a couple of part-timers.
Right.
And most days it really, really feels like it's just me.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So I just feel like I'm running around putting out fires or covering someone or doing something just always related to my business.
You want to tell us what you do?
I do tutoring for like high school kids.
Okay.
So like SATs, ACTs, college applications, the whole nine
Very
yards.
Cool.
But,
nice.
Yeah, but I was a teacher for a few years, so like I fully got that part down.
Right.
And I'll tell you, it's definitely teaching that pays better. Everyone wants junior to get that perfect score, and they'll pay top dollar for it.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But it's the rest of the parts of the business, man. I really didn't think about how crazy these first few years were going to be. I'm just exhausted.
Mm. Yeah, it's starting to biz. I've always heard that's a crazy experience.
Yeah. So how though does it relate to Kate? Just like your overall tiredness or what?
Well, we've been out a few times, but there have been a couple of a lot of instances where we should have gone out, but I had to cancel. You know, something popped up, some emergency, or just like the business itself could not swing it without me.
Okay.
On one occasion, I just brought her to the office with me.
Oh.
She went with you to like to tutoring? What did she do? Like, well, how long was this?
I mean, it wasn't ideal. You know, it was like a couple of hours. And like, I had my laptop and iPad, so it really wasn't like too big of a swing.
Okay.
So we just like, so she just kind of ended up watching Netflix in the other room. And I mean, like, she took it really well. I think she understood. Her dad was a small business owner in Texarkana.
Okay. Right. And that's good.
Yeah.
But like, how did this come up? Like you just said, hey, you know, instead of dinner, you want to go watch me read? Like, how do you pitch it?
Look, like I said, not ideal. It was more like we were on our way to grab dinner, but a kid moved their times for the session.
Ah,
and somehow it was approved. And it's just, yeah, it's annoying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I told Kate what had happened. I called one of my part-timers. She couldn't get a sitter on such short notice. So I got the short straw.
Of course.
I told Kate I just would drop her off back home. And she insisted it was fine. So, you know, like, you knock out tutoring first, and then we'll eat. And I'm telling you, what, like, the way she described it, and the way she was fine with it.
You don't think maybe she was just being polite? You know, it's kind of an awkward situation there, Tom, and maybe she didn't know how to react?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything is possible, but I really felt like she got my exasperation with the whole thing. She knew I wasn't, like, trying to dip out or anything like that. You know, look, bottom line, I hate that it happened. I do. I get why it's frustrating. I was very frustrated, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
If she felt like she wasn't being treated as like a priority, I'd get that wholeheartedly. But I can work on that fully. I can.
Okay.
Right.
I can convince her of that.
Sure.
If we just get her on the phone, you know?
Right.
I'll clear my schedule completely. I'll turn off my phone and I'll show her that I mean business.
Okay. Pretty good way to deal with that, I think.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do here. We're going to get Kate on the phone and try to sell her on that you're a changed man. It's a one-time thing.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen the light.
Yes, yes. We'll talk to Kate coming up next.
Houston, I have a problem.
Tom brought Kate to work.
Man, that's hard.
That's very hard.
Like, I get it. Like, it's him and a couple of part-timers. He's setting up a business. But
he said,
dude,
was it an hour?
An hour, and you kind of got her camped out watching Netflix.
She's hungry. Yeah. I mean, I feel like she just went along with it out of politeness.
But he can change. And he wants to change.
He just wants to get her on the phone.
Yeah.
And I think we've done the impossible. I think we got her. Hey, is this Kate?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, Kate. We're Frito and Katie. And we're calling you today because we got an email from a guy. He thinks he's done a crappy job of trying to impress you in the past is really what we're talking about here. So we're hoping you give him a second chance. We're talking about Tom.
You remember Tom?
Yeah, I do. I'm not very impressed with this guy, though. So
yeah, he mentioned maybe bringing you along to the job wasn't exactly his best moment.
No, it really wasn't. I mean, I got to witness him berating a 16-year-old girl over money. So, yeah, that was fun.
Sorry, what?
Well, hold on. Now, hold on a second. What?
Yeah.
Tom, can we get some clarification? What's she talking about you screaming at a 16-year-old girl?
A child?
Are you talking about the conversation I had with Adrian?
Yeah, that's the one. Adrian, yeah. This kid had canceled or something on you, like a previous session or something. So, I don't know, Tom was really intent on letting her know that he was being paid by the hour for this. And when you cancel, I can't believe he said this, you take food out of his kid's mouth or something along those lines.
Right.
It was just really uncomfortable, okay? It was really gross. And quite frankly, it was inappropriate. I don't have any kids, but if I did, and if that was my little girl, I mean, I would have kicked his ass for that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, for sure. That happened. But you don't know the whole story. It is a pattern with this girl. She misses class. She shows up late. I didn't say anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with pointing out behavior.
You made this kid feel like hot garbage over a cancellation that sounds like she had no control over. Mm. And you're yelling at her.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
You're frustrated with the parents. They're the ones that pay. Write some better rules or something and then take it up with them, not the little girl.
No, absolutely not. This isn't something to take up with her parents. This kid is flaky and she needs to be confronted. That's just how you teach kids responsibility.
Mm.
I mean, sure, I could have just enabled her lazy behavior and let her coast by like everyone else in her life apparently does. Or I could give her
a
little bit of cold, hard truth. But make no mistake, that's what teachers are supposed to do. So that's what I did.
Okay.
No. You crossed the line. Yeah. Okay. That's what parents are supposed to do. You're just the guy who they hire to help her get into college. I mean, have you ever spaced on a doctor's appointment? Did the doctor guilt trip you or berate you in public? No, probably not. He was a professional and just charged you a cancellation fee if necessary.
That's true.
I mean, what the hell is wrong with you?
I still don't see what I did wrong here. All right. I'm trying to help this kid learn some responsibility and to take accountability for her actions. Again, that's what teaching is all about, educating them about life, I have nothing to apologize for.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you all for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
Sorry it didn't work out.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't... It's someone else's kid.
It feels out of line.
To me, yeah. He's saying he's trying to teach her responsibility. I don't know if that's his place.
I don't think it is.
What do you guys think about this? Did he do anything wrong? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. Talk to you coming up.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Tom doesn't think he has anything to apologize for. We're not so sure. Let's see what you guys think. Renee, did he do anything wrong or was he just trying to teach this girl responsibility?
So this is a tough one.
Yeah.
You want the kid to learn responsibility. You want them to be accountable. But now we're in a society when we get after kids and other people see it, it's the adult's fault for pointing that out. We unfortunately live in a world of snowflakes at this point.
So you think...
If it was my kid...
Yeah.
I mean, if it was my daughter, I wouldn't like a teacher talking to her that way. But if my daughter is going to be late, if it's my fault, then I would think that they would come to me and be like, hey, we're having an issue with time. Okay, fine. But if my daughter is just purposely flaking out, not wanting to do it and wasting the teacher's time and my money, I'm going to have words with my own kid, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the behavior might have been so bad.
Yeah.
Right. Because we're not sure at what level he was screaming at her. She said berating.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was pretty aggressive.
Yeah, that seems over the top, man.
That's why I don't like it. And then who was driving the girl? I know she said she was 16, right?
I guess it depends now.
Yeah. Did the parent drop her off? Because if it's on, that could be on the parent.
It could be on the parent.
You know, so that would stink.
We don't have enough context
exactly.
for this issue.
Exactly.
It's hard. I'm inclined to believe that someone who, she was so horrified by it,
she must have more info, but then maybe she didn't see the girl get dropped off either. Yeah. She was like in some other room watching Netflix.
I mean, who the hell knows?
Was the girl crying? Was she crying? Was she like scared? Was she shaking in her shoes?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
All she saw was a teacher get after a student.
Or she might have just heard him yelling.
Yeah, through the, oh God, gross.
Yeah, it's kind of like on the fence with this one.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with the guy because, you know, he's a teacher. He's teaching these kids.
Yeah.
He's trying to learn them. But like I said, we weren't there for the conversation. We just went by what old girl said. He berated her. But then again, if a kid is messing up in class and the teacher gets after them in school, how is that any different?
You know, like I said, I think these are good points. Thank you so much. Denise, you're up. Did Tom do anything wrong?
I think that guy is a total canoe. As a parent, as a future, a past teacher, educator that worked in nonprofit with kids, you don't berate a kid ever.
Okay,
does seem very inappropriate.
This is interesting. Someone else who has a history in that, you would never go that far. You would never cross that line.
No, if I have an issue with the child's behavior or something that the child did, or if I'm getting paid, who's paying me? I'm sure it's not the child, it's the parent.
True.
Yeah, well, it's a money thing. It's a money thing. Can you really yell at a kid for a money thing in general? Like, you're doing a job. Like, I do kind of agree with that idea of, look, he is a teacher, but he's not a teacher. You're kind of just an employee. I don't know. It does feel
icky. You're getting paid either way.
It's like the security guard of education at this point. Like, you're not even a certified teacher. I mean,
oh my God! Look, no offense, Tom. I'll put that on you.
He's gonna make his money. If she's late, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect him in any way.
Get another tutor. To tutor or something.
It's annoying.
Uber that day. Yeah. I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Thank you so much for the call. No. All right.
Yeah, bye, guys.
All right.
Call, text, tweet, or just holler really loud. Hit up Frito and Katie anytime.
If you're a teacher and you're trying to teach responsibility, can you really yell at him? And over what? That's what we're trying to figure out, is if Tom messed up. And we are turning to you guys. Jessica, what do you think? Did he screw this up?
I'm completely on his side.
On his side. Okay. All right.
Walk us through
completely.
This.
Yeah.
So I am a manager at a fast food restaurant. So I obviously work with 16, 17, 18-year-olds.
Right.
Yep.
Yes. they are constantly late or constantly showing up of, you know, just not ready for their shift or just not showing up at all. They have these excuses that they, oh, well, my parents weren't home from work or my parents couldn't drive me or whatever it may be for their parents. However, it's my job as a manager to say, hey, you know, you have the shift. Let's make a first plan, a second plan, and a third plan in case your first and second plan don't work out. It's teaching them prioritizing and it's teaching them to take responsibility because they do get punished. And in all honesty, I have been very rough on them in front of other people because it's just unacceptable sometimes. So I agree with what he's saying because the parents have nothing to do with their job. So I can't say, oh, well, their parents should have taught them responsibility. It's not on the parents. If it's something at home, then yeah. But whether it's extracurricular, a job, you know, after school thing, it's the person, the coach, the manager, whatever, it's their job to set them up for life. Because when they go to college and they're late for classes, you really think the teacher's going to have any sympathy for them? No.
Kim, the floor is yours. What are your thoughts on how Tom handled the situation?
That's sad that a student that has no control over what their parents do, whether a female or a male, for a teacher to demean them and be that cruel with words, they have no control over what their parents do. You take it up with the parents.
I'm kind of inclined to agree with you that it's like it's always going to be a thing between the parents, period. Like, you got to teach them responsibility, but especially since it's like a money thing. You know, if your real issue with this is, hey, I'm out money because of this, you have to take it up with the person who's the one that's paying that bill, right?
For the, exactly.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the students. So the student, to make them feel that way and in front, man, to, oh, that was so cruel.
I can tell that bugs you. And again, I think it bugs a lot of different people. Like there's something about yelling at kids is just, it should always be something that you think twice, five times, 10 times about before you have to do it.
He obviously doesn't understand the implications and the consequences of what he did to that person, the long-term effects. And for him to not realize whether it's a man or a woman teacher, for them not to realize what they did in the future, you know, to learn a lesson from what they did, too, as far as their words.
No, for
sure.
That's
what's so sad. That's what's so sad, too, when I heard them say that they don't realize what they did and go to the, they could even go to the student, the parent, and say, hey, man, you know, I made a mistake. I apologize for what I did. I didn't mean it, you know, blah, 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 blah. Because when a person doesn't realize the harm they did and learn from that.
I mean, yeah, he doesn't think he did anything wrong. He doesn't think he did anything wrong, bottom line.
Exactly. But, exactly.
Hey,
when a person doesn't think they did anything wrong, I'm just saying, wow.
No, thank you so much. We appreciate the call. Nick, weigh in, man. Did Tom mess up?
Well, you know, like he talked about life lessons, and he if that was my daughter, he'd have been taught some life lessons for sure.
See, that story is going to get home. And then, yeah, I imagine the people that are going to have the most opinions about it are the parents.
Yeah, 100%. And that's the thing. Like, if you want to have a conversation with the parents, go right ahead. But and that's fine. Like me with my kids. You want to have a conversation with me? That's fine. You talk to my kids that way? We're not going to talk anymore. We're not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is going to come up again, I feel like. And I don't know that it shouldn't. I mean, I would definitely have a reaction to that, I would think. But
100%.
Brother, thank you so much. We appreciate the call today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I stopped reading this the other day because I saw it was mostly about how Kendrick Lamar had 10 nominations and it was bad news for Drake. But the American Music Award nominees have been announced. Shaboozey has 7.
Does he now?
He's in the new Artist of the Year category, which is cool. But Post Malone has 8.
Does he?
He is up against Kendrick Lamar, Billie Eilish, Chapel Roan for Artist of the Year, along with Ariana Grande, Morgan Wallen, Sabrina Carpenter, SZA, Taylor Swift, and Zach Bryan.
I mean, I agree with that. Absolutely. I think he should absolutely be in consideration.
So Morgan Wallen is in there too.
Yeah, 100%. Also should be in consideration. Like, I mean,
Morgan Wallen has 6 nominations.
Six.
He's okay. tied with Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor Swift, and SZA.
Love it.
Man, it might actually be a good year at the American, whatever the hell they are.
The awards of this one over here that's not a Grammy.
I remember them as the awards that Lainey Wilson missed to perform a show for us for free.
That's right. That's right. I don't want to say it's not.
All I need to know.
I don't want to say it's not a high priority show. I don't want to say that. Any award is a good award.
True.
But
true.
Here we are.
In other award news, the ACM's announced 10 more acts, including Chris Stapleton, Alan Jackson, Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, Cody Johnson, Rascal Flatts, Clint Black, Wynonna Judd, and Leanne Rimes.
I love that lineup. That's got some strong hitters.
They'd already announced Blake, Lainey, and Eric Church, right?
Yeah.
So that means with Chris Stapleton on the bill, last year's winners for Best Male and Female Artists are performing.
Fantastic.
Very cool. This all goes down on Prime May 8th. Reba is hosting again for a record 18th time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk some good news. An 18-year-old named Victoria Hoffman asked social media for feedback on her prom dress.
Thank you so much, everybody. I've literally been crying for the past day and a half. Because everyone's being so nice, and my little sister is so excited because I get to go to prom, and I get to have a dress, and my nails are going to be done.
That does not sound much like the internet.
And also, she's going to EMT training.
Wait.
So the backstory here is this girl uploads a video.
Yeah.
Where she's standing in like a white corset top, and it's either a dress or a skirt, probably a little dress, but she was asking, is this appropriate for prom? I don't want to embarrass my friend.
Oh.
So she's homeschooled and she was going to a friend's prom.
Totally.
She said, I don't have the money.
Right.
This is all I can afford, and I can't in good conscience ask my parents.
Yeah. Right
to buy
on.
Me a dress.
Okay.
And so the internet told her that she looked beautiful. Then people started offering their dresses. Then people started kicking her cash for other services. Like, hey, do you want to get your nails done? You want to get your hair done? So they like really gave her the full on prom experience.
I have never had this experience with the internet. It's wonderful. I'm glad this occurs in real life.
I know.
That's amazing.
I'd only heard of this in passing before, but now I've actually seen it. I've witnessed it.
It's so nice when it works out well.
Someone even said they'd make her custom shoes.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Almost as incredible as a list of the dirtiest cities in America, not including New York City.
Is that how it's framed?
That's where Rat's from.
Wait, is it framed as the dirtiest cities, not including New York City? Because that would make sense.
No, the dirtiest cities in America.
They just left it off.
It doesn't include New York City.
They just left it. Okay, that's stupid.
How did they do this? Okay, a website analyzed 12.3 million sanitation-related 311 complaints. Mm. So in a year, who's complaining about garbage and waste? Which might mean actually you have a pretty clean city because people like to be clean. And when anything deviates from that,
I think that is a possibility.
If you live in New York City,
yeah,
you see it every day.
Yeah.
Why are you going to call it
in? Who am I going to complain to about this? I mean, mountains of garbage.
Just another day
guys,
on the streets.
Mountains of garbage is a regular thing there. So if we're going by complaint calls, yeah, that's not accurate.
Disgusting things in the sewers?
You're talking about rat kings.
No. I'm talking about the garbage.
Oh, the well, oh,
the bergs. I always think of New York City.
The fat bergs. Yeah, it's a coagulated ball of fat that flows through the sewer.
Which is unfair because it happens everywhere.
But it's real common there. Yeah, it's a disgusting place.
Gross. So who came out on top? Baltimore.
That checks.
Baltimore, the dirtiest city.
That checks.
47,295 sanitary-related complaints per 100,000 people.
I cannot say they got that wrong.
Sacramento is second. Which I feel might be an outlier.
That's strange.
I do know that Sacramento is really big on 311, and they tell you to use it for everything.
Oh, okay, that's going to tip the scales then, man. Like, that's not good. Yeah, that's
like
not
even
good.
Requesting garbage cans, you know, requesting new bins.
Yeah, why are you going to fault them for that? That's just having a really robust...
They might just have a very high volume of
customer
calls.
Service schedule.
Also on the top dirtiest, San Antonio came in seventh.
I don't like it either, Katie, but I can't deny it. Like, that's...
How dare you?
Well, hey, we lived there for a minute.
The river's dirty.
When
they drain the thing once a year, sometimes kids get bikes. Who doesn't love that?
All I'm gonna say is it has a seasoned appeal, and that is why I love it so much. But yes, it absolutely belongs on that list.
Also not that many complaints, 8,929.
I would also say that is a case of... Why would I complain about this? Like who am I going to complain?
Dallas also made this list.
Really?
Number 10, 8,382 complaints per 100,000 people.
Love to see it.
Of the 23 cities they included, Milwaukee is the cleanest. 309 complaints. Riverside, California is the next, followed by Philadelphia. Austin, Texas.
You go. Stop it with this nonsense.
Whoever put this together has never been.
Did I understand this? That's on the clean side. Austin's on the clean side and SA is on the dirty side. Those two should be neck and neck. Austin is filthy. That is a filthy city. They can. That's up there with some of the grossest places I've been.
It's been a filthy city.
It's not. It has not ever been a city I would call. I would never call Austin a clean city. Blech. It's just not what it does. Blech.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Fredo and Katie's Money Minute.
Stephanie, good morning. How you doing? We're Fredo and Katie. This is the Money Minute.
Hey, this is Jessica.
Jessica, son of a biscuit. Did I call you Stephanie again? This is the second time that happened. I was looking down at my phone. And so, like, I was trying to wrangle her off the people that we selected. I was like, hey, Stephanie, it's Fredo from Fredo and Katie. You ready to play the Money Minute? It's like, this is Jessica, but sure, I'd love to play. But, oh, my bad. And then I'm an idiot, Jessica.
I'm texting people, but no matter.
We might switch this up. But you know the drill. 10 questions, 60 seconds, you get $100, right?
Okay.
Now, you can pass on any question or all of them. Doesn't really matter. We'll come around to your passes at the end if we have time, but you can't change an answer once you give it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Is Katie ready?
I am. Also, it does matter if you pass them all, but... What Italian city is famous for its canals?
Venice.
What fictional team includes Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman?
DC.
What animal is Indiana Jones afraid of?
Snakes.
What is a baby sheep called?
An ewe.
Name the hypothetical supercontinent that existed in early geologic times when all the continents were joined together.
Half.
How many wives did Henry VIII have?
Pass.
How many wives did Henry VIII have killed? Who replaced Taylor Swift on the Nashville mural that celebrated country legends?
Oh, gosh. Miranda Lambert.
What American city is known as the Big Easy?
New Orleans.
Yeah, count it at the end. Jessica.
Love it.
How did she do?
Love it. Okay, so let's go over. I liked D.C.
I would have counted D.C.
I had given that to you. That would have been a point in your favor. But since we're going over, the missus was looking for Justice League for Superman, Wonder Woman,
and
Batman.
But a great response.
Yes. Baby sheep.
Lamb.
A lamb.
Right. You would be the mommy, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a female sheep. Is the you. Name the hypothetical supercontinent that existed in early geologic times when they were all connected.
Pangea?
Pangea.
Nice. Okay.
Pangea. How many wives did Henry VIII have?
Four?
Six.
Six?
How many wives did Henry VIII have killed?
Four?
Two.
Dang! Okay.
Two he had killed, two he divorced, one died in childbirth, and one outlived him.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then who replaced Taylor Swift on that Nashville mural to celebrate country legends? Brad Paisley.
Brad
Paisley is now there instead of T-Swift.
Weird, but like that for Brad.
The more you know.
Hey, thank you so much. Sorry about all the confusion. Please enter again. I will get your name right next time.
Third time's the charm.
We promise. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Fredo and Katie, 713-881-5500. Thank you for waking up with us here on The Bull. And we are going to reward you after this long week with another chance at Parker McCollum tickets with Parker McCalditz.
That's right. And we are going back to the tried and true, the original, the classic, Heads or Tails.
The flip of fate. I have never gotten to do the flip of fate for what it's worth. Do you think?
Today might be that day.
Do you think today I could be the one deciding who gets to go to Parker McCollum?
Are you ready to handle this kind of pressure?
What pressure, dude? It's flipping a coin.
Well, I feel like it's all on my shoulders.
I love this game. I you know what? This is good. I need to see how you live.
I'm tired of carrying the show.
Toss it on over.
Ah! could have been done better.
All right, this is already not going very well, but we're still going to keep it up. 713-881-5500. In keeping with this, this is the one that started it all.
Exactly. You got a 50-50 shot.
Yes.
So call us, 713-881-5500, be caller 10. We'll simply ask heads or tails.
And if, yeah.
You call it, and if you get it right, you're going to see Parker McCollum at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion on September 6th.
Could not get any simpler than that. Call us. We'll get our contestant on the phone right after this. Frito and Katie, first time for everything, including me flipping the coin in Parker McCalled it. Haley, good morning. Thank you for being on the show today. You have made it through your caller 10, and you are our first contestant for Parker McCalled it today. Hopefully our last contestant. I'd like to knock this out with a one and done, if I'm being honest.
I hope so, too.
Okay, so just to explain the rules, although I feel like we know it at this point, you are going to try to Parker McCall it. In regards to this coin flip, which means you just have to call heads or tails. If you get it right, you're going to Parker McCollum. If you get it wrong, we're just not going to talk about that because it's not worth mentioning. So with that said, you have a couple of questions before we get to the flip.
Okay.
And I guess the big one is, do you want me to let this coin hit the desk and kind of bounce around until it lands eventually where it lands? Or do you want me to catch it and do the little flippy thing on my wrist?
Just let it land where it lands.
Let it land where it lands. We can do that. And now is the time. Heads or tails? What are we feeling?
Tails.
Okay, we're going tails. I will take this nice half dollar that I have here. The flip. Haley, I am sorry. It is heads. That is not going to work. I hate that. Thank you for playing. That is not fun. That is really not fun when you have to do the flipping. Joe, you're next up in Parker McCalled it. Now, again, this is a coin flip. So you have two things. First of all, do you want me to let the coin hit the table and roll? Or do you want me to catch it and do the flippy over on my wrist thingy?
Go ahead and flip it over and put it on your wrist.
Okay, going for the catch. And what do you think, man? Heads or tails? It's all riding on this.
I think it's going to be heads.
All right, here we go. I have good news for you. It's heads.
All right.
I don't think I can deal with two heartbreaks in a row. That's actually very relieving. Joe, that is so much more stressful when you're the one throwing the coin. You are going to Parker McCollum, my man.
Heck yeah. I appreciate that.
Thanks. All right, dude. Hang on the line. Yes, we'll get you all the details coming up here in a second. Frito and Katie, first time for everything, including me flipping the coin in Parker McCalled it. Haley, good morning. Thank you for being on the show today. You have made it through your caller 10, and you are our first contestant for Parker McCalled it today. Hopefully our last contestant. I'd like to knock this out with a one and done, if I'm being honest.
I hope so, too.
Okay, so just to explain the rules, although I feel like we know it at this point, you are going to try to Parker McCall it in regards to this coin flip, which means you just have to call heads or tails. If you get it right, you're going to Parker McCollum. If you get it wrong, we're just not going to talk about that because it's not worth mentioning. So with that said, you have a couple of questions before we get to the flip.
Okay.
And I guess the big one is, do you want me to let this coin hit the desk and kind of bounce around until it lands eventually where it lands? Or you want me to catch it and do the little flippy thing on my wrist?
Just let it land where it lands.
Let it land where it lands. We can do that. And now is the time. Heads or tails? What are we feeling?
Tails.
Okay, we're going tails. I will take this nice half dollar that I have here. The flip. Haley, I am sorry. It is heads. That is not going to work. I hate that. Thank you for playing. That is not fun. That is really not fun when you have to do the flipping. Joe, you're next up in Parker McCalled it. Now, again, this is a coin flip. So you have two things. First of all, do you want me to let the coin hit the table and roll? Or do you want me to catch it and do the flippy over on my wrist thingy?
Go ahead and flip it over and put it on your wrist.
Okay, going for the catch. And what do you think, man? Heads or tails? It's all riding on this.
I think it's going to be heads.
All right, here we go. I have good news for you. It's heads.
All right.
I don't think I can deal with two heartbreaks in a row. That's actually very relieving. Joe, that is so much more stressful when you're the one throwing the coin. You are going to Parker McCollum, my man.
Heck yeah. I appreciate that.
Thanks. All right, dude. Hang on the line. We'll get you all the details coming up here in a second.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
This is a little gross. I warn you.
Okay.
But it's also silly and wholesome. And it's a question no one knew they needed answered. But the more I read, the more I needed to find out.
All right.
A sixth grader decided to do a science experiment for a science fair. To address the question, do cat buttholes touch every surface they sit on?
Oh.
Because, I mean, wow. I don't have cats, but I know how cats are.
This is
cats get on everything. They're on your food. They're in your
table, your bed.
Fruit bowl, yeah. They're on your pillow.
This has never crossed your mind. No, it's crossed my mind. I've just never thought to look into it. Did he get definitive answers?
Yes, he did.
Walk me through this, please.
I will. First, the method.
Okay.
So Henry and his mom bought non-toxic lipstick.
Right.
And applied it.
To the cat butt. To see where.
Behind.
Yeah, because wherever the lipstick mark was, and that means the butt touched it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Then they were given a series of commands.
Right.
Which some did, some didn't.
Commands?
Cats, like sit, wait, lie down, jump up.
Get out of here. That's honestly more impressive than the science if you trained your cat.
How did you train the cat?
Yeah.
So then they just kind of collected the data on where the cats went, you know, immediately after that.
Right.
So it turns out no cat buttholes do not touch every surface cats sit on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So collective sigh of relief,
That is great news.
And he looked at different types of cats, long-haired, short-haired, and medium-haired cats.
Okay.
If your cat is hairless... We can't help you.
Some people have those, I guess. They're very weird. They're very weird. But, okay, so that does make sense. Like, if you have a really long hair, you know, maybe it kind of works as pants. You know what I mean? Their
sort
fur.
Of. So long and medium haired cat butts made no contact with soft or hard surfaces at all.
Wow.
Short haired cats made no contact on hard surfaces. So counters and things.
Right.
But they did see evidence of a slight smear on the soft bedding surface.
Oh,
so if you have a short-haired cat,
Aye.
Don't let them near your laundry, your bed.
So anything
that touches your face,
anything soft,
because their butthole may touch the surface.
The cat's butt is because cats sit on everything, dude. I know you don't have, but yeah, that is something I think that has run through the mind of every cat owner in history. Is their butt touching like all of my stuff?
Now you know.
The
majority of surfaces in your home. Or safe.
Yeah, but just the fact that it's the bed, because that's where most of the cats are going to want to go there first. Like, that's kind of where they want to chill out all the time. I wish it would have been any other surface but that. I think even the kitchen would have been better. Yeah, the counter, I guess either one's not great.
You can eat it with confidence.
Yeah, the cat has not sat on this, even if they have.
You're mostly good.
No harm. It's like the 5-second rule. But so much worse.
It's like the most useful information I've ever learned from the Science Fair Project.
So much worse. Have a great weekend. See you back on the radio on Monday.